Remembel thinks of itself as a washing line, a place to hang all the digital artifacts that you generate during the course of your everyday lives. Because in essence it's a timeline creator, there's lots of potential for using it in an educational setting too. Each of the members that you put onto that timeline can be images, they can be audio or video snippets, and you can upload them from your computer if that's where they are to start with. But increasingly we're creating these things using mobile devices. So Remembel's thought of that and allows you to send these digital artifacts, these members, from your phone. So imagine you've got students out on a field trip taking photographs using their mobile phones. They could be submitting them directly to a Remembel timeline. You can also submit by email or by SMS if you've not got a smartphone. So there's lots of different possibilities for actually getting data onto the timeline. The tricky bit's obviously tagging it with the right information, and Remembel provides a way that you can do that. And also there's a degree of security in the sense that in order to be able to send SMSs or emails or send information from your phone, you have to set up a sort of password system, and there has to be a structure to the way that the message comes in so that the metadata all gets put into the right place. But of course, I suppose you could subsequently edit the timeline and get all that metadata on. You can also choose, whichever way you send it, whether or not the information that comes up is shared with everyone, so whoever views the Remembel, or just your friends, that's the people that also with Remembel accounts that you've added, or with no one and you keep it private. So all of that's entirely up to you, and you can choose the level of visibility that the different parts of the timeline have. If you choose the free version and create yourself a free account, there are certain monthly limits, so you can upload 90 images per month and 30 videos, which isn't too bad, although you can't do audio on the free version, that is. So you might want to think about upgrading to one of the premium settings so that you get more features, a greater feature set.